Welcome to the Winning Everyday Podcast, a place where faith meets daily living. Each day, we take a few moments to reflect on God's Word, gain spiritual insight, and receive encouragement to help you live victoriously. No matter what today brings, remember, God's wisdom and grace are here to carry you through.
Good morning, beloved. Welcome to Winning Everyday Podcast. I'm so glad you're here today. Wherever you are listening from, I pray your heart will be refreshed and your faith strengthened in Jesus' name. Today's topic is guarding your thoughts, and our Bible text is from Philippians chapter 4, verse 8, which says, "Finally, brothers and sisters, whatever is true, whatever is noble, whatever is right, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is admirable, if anything is excellent or praiseworthy, think about such things." Several years ago, author and leadership expert Craig Gresshel shared a deeply personal struggle in his book Winning the War in Your Mind. Although many people saw him as a successful pastor leading a thriving church, he admitted that he often battled negative thoughts internally. He realized that many of his fears, worries, and wrong assumptions were not coming from his circumstances, but from the way he was allowing his mind to process them. He eventually discovered a timeless biblical truth: your life often moves in the direction of your strongest thoughts. That realization transformed not only his ministry, but also his personal life as he intentionally replaced unhealthy thinking with God's truth. That testimony resonates with many of us because the greatest battles we fight are often invisible. Before actions are committed, they are first conceived in the mind. Before victory is experienced, it is first won in our thoughts. Beloved, have you ever noticed how one negative thought can quietly steal your peace for an entire day? Perhaps someone made a comment and you've replayed it repeatedly. Maybe you've been worrying about tomorrow even though nothing has happened yet. Or perhaps you've convinced yourself that you are not good enough, not capable enough, or that God has forgotten you. If that's where you are today, hear this encouraging truth: your thoughts do not have to control your life. God's truth can. The Bible repeatedly reminds us that the mind is a battlefield. Proverbs chapter 23, verse 7 says, "For as he thinks in his heart, so is he." In other words, what consistently occupies your mind eventually shapes your character, your decisions, your emotions, and even your future. This is why the enemy often attacks our thoughts before attacking anything else. If he can fill the mind with fear, discouragement, bitterness, lust, pride, anxiety, or hopelessness, he knows those thoughts can eventually produce unhealthy actions. But God gives us another strategy. In Romans 12, verse 2, Paul tells us not to conform to the pattern of this world, but to be transformed by the renewing of our minds. Notice that transformation begins from within. God changes lives by changing minds. Can I ask you another question? What conversations have you been having with yourself lately? Are you speaking words of defeat over your future? Or are you reminding yourself of God's promises? If you've been entertaining fearful thoughts, don't condemn yourself. Instead, begin replacing them with God's word. Remember God's assurance in Isaiah chapter 41, verse 10. "Fear not, for I am with you." If thoughts of failure keep knocking on your mind, answer them with Philippians 4, verse 13. "I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me." Never forget this beautiful truth. You cannot always stop a thought from entering your mind, but you can choose whether it stays there. Just as you would never allow anyone to dump rubbish into your living room, don't allow every negative thought to settle comfortably in your mind. Guard your thoughts. Guard what you watch. Guard what you constantly listen to. Guard the conversations you entertain. Guard the voices you permit to influence your heart. Because whatever continually feeds your mind eventually shapes your life. Perhaps you're saying, "I've struggled with negative thinking for years." Be encouraged today. God is still renewing minds. The same Holy Spirit who transformed fearful disciples into bold witnesses is able to transform your thinking as well. One day at a time, one scripture at a time, one surrendered thought at a time. Today, choose peace over panic. Choose faith over fear. Choose hope over despair. Choose truth over lies. And watch what God begins to do in your heart. As you go today, I declare over your life, every stronghold of fear, anxiety, confusion, discouragement, and negative thinking is broken in Jesus' name. May the peace of God guard your heart and your mind today. I declare that your thoughts will align with God's truth. Where there has been confusion, receive clarity in Jesus' name. Where there has been worry, receive divine peace. Where there has been discouragement, receive fresh hope. Every lie that has weakened your confidence is replaced by God's promises in Jesus' name. Your mind shall become a dwelling place of faith, wisdom, joy, and expectation. In Jesus' name. Time for reflection. Take a quiet moment today and ask yourself, what thoughts have been occupying my mind most often lately? Do those thoughts agree with God's word or contradict it? What truth from Scripture do I need to meditate on today? Actions for the day. Write down one negative thought that has repeatedly troubled you. Then find one Bible verse that directly speaks against that thought. Read it aloud several times today, meditate on it, and whenever that negative thought returns, replace it immediately with God's truth. Remember, renewed minds produce transformed lives. As we close, let's take our confession of faith for the day. Now, wherever you are, say this confidently with me. Today, I choose to think God's thoughts. My mind is filled with faith, peace, wisdom, hope, and joy. I reject fear, worry, and every negative imagination. The Word of God directs my thinking, and the Holy Spirit guides my decisions. My heart is at peace, my future is secure, and I will walk in victory today. In Jesus' name, let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank you for your word. We appreciate you for the gift of a renewed mind. We ask today that you help us to guard our thoughts carefully and fill our hearts with your truth every single day. Whenever fear, worry, discouragement, or temptation tries to enter our minds, remind us of your promises. Let your peace rule in our hearts, your wisdom direct our decisions, and your joy strengthen us throughout this day. We commit every listener, every family, every plan, every journey, and every assignment into your loving hands. May today be filled with divine favor, protection, open doors, and uncommon peace. Thank you for answering us. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Thank you so much for joining today's Winning Everyday Devotional. If this message has blessed and encouraged you, please share this podcast with your family, friends, colleagues, and loved ones. You never know whose life may be transformed by a single word from God. Until next time, keep your eyes on Christ, guard your thoughts, walk by faith, and keep winning every day. God bless you.
You're tuned in to the Winning Everyday Podcast.
Winning Everyday Devotional is written by Isaac Melly. If this podcast blesses you, why not be a blessing by sharing it with someone? Thank you for tuning in today.
Every morning brings a new sunrise.